Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Consecration. It's directed by Christopher Smith, written by Christopher Smith and Laurie Cook, starring Janet Sussman as Mother Superior, Jenna Malone as Grace, and Danny Houston as Father Romero. The plot of the movie is, after the alleged suicide of her priest brother, Grace travels to the remote Scottish convent where he fell to his death. Distrusting the church's account, she uncovers murder, sacrilege, and a disturbing truth about herself. All right, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh yeah, beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com, use code 30screams10, get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
The 17th Annual Live Free or Die Tattoo Expo, July 25th through the 27th at the Doubletree by Hilton Manchester, with tattoo artists, vendors, and body piercers, hosted by Ink Masters Emily Elegato. A weekend pass is only $25. Yeah, you heard right. $25 for a weekend pass. Or get yours online for $20 at livefreeordietattoo.com. There'll be daily contests and un-freaking-believable sideshows. Join us for this incredible event. livefreeordietattoo.com.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Consecration?
I struggled with this movie a lot. I hate to say it, but I feel like the writing was pretty bad. So much so that I had no idea what was going on most of the time. This could be because I'm a dumbass, but I've seen enough movies to know what bad writing is. The last 10 minutes or so made absolutely no sense, and it tried desperately to cram the big twist about Grace into it. And I feel like it lost itself along the way.
Okay, so here's my deal. This movie, I thought it was fine, like going all the way through with the writing, whatever. It was like same thing though. I was getting a little tripped up with certain things. I was a little confused on certain parts. But that end twist, actually, you know what? The end of the movie just straight up pissed me off.
I know. You were watching it and you texted me. All you said was that ending pissed me off.
Yeah.
We weren't even talking about this movie, but I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Oh my God, Corey. Here's the problem these days. So I don't know what's up with movies just being like, you know what? We're going to add extra contact to what could have been a very good ending. And then it just leaves more questions. So they basically created this ending. And like you didn't like it, where they would throw in everything in there. I thought it was cool because it just kind of created almost this like time loop of herself being the one that's like protecting her the whole time. Now, her falling to her death end scene, fade to black, should have been the end, because that was the closing of the circle. But instead, we go back and we show the beginning where she's out with a drink with her professor friend there, and then like the nun with the gun and everything. First of all, I don't even know where the nun with the gun came from. Wasn't that the old Mother Superior, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just showed up in the beginning of the movie with a gun, but she died. She got hit by a car. How is she alive later on?
See what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So that should not have been there. It should have just ended with that that loop twist.
I could see you picture, just pictured you in my brain gritting your teeth and getting real pissed.
I just did. Oh. Because otherwise, like, I wasn't too invested in the movie. I was watching it and I'm just like doing everything else other than really paying attention, because there was a lot in this movie that was not even really noteworthy.
It's true, and I really had high hopes for this because they're pretty big star power. I mean, you got Jenna Malone and you got Danny Houston. Like, they're both Like, Danny Houston's in pretty much every season of American Horror Story now. Plus, he's been in a ton of other shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenna Malone was in all, I believe, Hunger Games, right?
I'm drawing a blank on that one, but I know she was in Donnie Darko.
Yeah, it was. She was in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, she was? Okay. Yeah, I've never seen any of the Hunger Game movies.
What?
Yeah, none of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Battle Royale guy. When I heard that, I was like, nope.
So am I.
My Battle Royale.
I do love Battle Royale, but, like, this was definitely a more family-friendly version of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same idea. But I love the series. Like, there's a new one coming out soon, and the cast is stacked. I don't know if you've seen it, but...
No surprise there. That movie always makes money, so they're just going to jam whoever they can in it.
But, yeah, you gotta watch those. They're great.
Maybe I will. I mean, I've never given it a shot, so I can't really say whether they're good or not.
Yeah. I mean, I've never read the books, but I enjoyed the movies.
All right. I'll check it out sometime.
No, you won't.
No, maybe I won't.
No, I know you won't.
No, I never really have time to do that.
You're going to forget about it as soon as we're done recording this episode.
Wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, see?
I already forgot.
It's gone.
So this, yeah, the ending drove me up a fucking wall. Because this ending, before they went back and they showed kind of like the whole scene where they're at a pub and they're having some drinks or whatever, it reminded me of the movie Identity. Have you seen Identity?
I don't think so.
Ooh, that's a good one. I actually wrote a song about it.
So one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
No. No. So Identity, I actually wrote the song Teachers of a Modern Age based after it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it has to do with a prisoner who suffers from schizophrenia, and he's about to be put to death soon, unless he shows that he actually does have schizophrenia. And so he's sitting with, like, all these doctors and, like, the judge, lawyers, everything, and they're trying to talk to him, and they're talking to him in, like, different personalities and stuff. And meanwhile, there's, like, this whole scene going on where there's a bunch of people at a motel, and everyone's basically getting killed off. And it turns out it was, I mean, you're probably not going to see it, but you also love your spoilers anyways. But
yeah.
It turns out that there is one main identity in him that is committing these murders. And it was actually killing off all of the other identities in his brain to just be this sole identity. And the one that survived the whole thing, obviously, is the psychopath that's killing everyone in his head and killing everyone in the real world. So it had that kind of feel to it, which is why I was like excited at the end. I was like, oh shit, she's doing this the whole time? She's not cursed. She's basically just fucking time traveling. So I liked it. And then they carried on. No reason.
Yeah. Just a lot of this movie was that way. I feel like I said in at the beginning there, it like lost itself.
It did lose itself a little bit. Yeah. Well, lost itself a good amount.
Like, the pacing didn't make any sense.
Yeah. I was really trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, and I'm thinking, is she a demon? Is she cursed? Is it just, I don't know, weird supernatural shit that happens there? I really don't know. The whole time I was just guessing, like, what the hell was even going on. And yeah, man, when you get to that point where they're throwing so many different things at you, you're just like, I don't know. You just sit there and shrug.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I was doing as I'm watching this. I'm like, okay, so these nuns are stabbing themselves. What's going on? And I'm thinking maybe she has some sort of secret where they need her for fucking end of times. I don't know. Everything was like, it wasn't necessarily unraveling. Nothing was unraveling the whole entire thing until the end where it's like, oh, okay. But I thought the movie definitely lost itself. Kind of going through, but I didn't think it was bad by any means. I know you weren't the greatest fan of it. I, however, my score at the end pretty much mirrors yours.
It's like, just the thing, like, I don't know. I don't want to say that I hated this. It just, I wouldn't watch it again. Like, it was over and I was done with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was trying to think about the whole guardian angel deal, because this is like one of the pivotal things at the beginning is like Grace narrates, my brother always said I had a guardian angel. And that guardian angel ends up being Grace in the future, I guess. Grace in the future coming in and influencing all of these moments of their lives. Like saving her from getting killed in a car wreck. Or like knocking her father out, who's a psychopath, basically. And things like that. I thought it was really cool. But everything up to it was like a bore. I just couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just struggling. So the whole time I'm sitting there, shit, I like looked at your notes and wasn't quite a Twitter X post, maybe Tumblr. I don't know. It was still, it was a little bit longer. It was like you had a little bit of a blog and then You had your own little blog, and here we are.
That's the thing. I kept losing my interest. So there's like nothing I want to write about.
Yeah,
same as you.
Tumblr. Yeah,
but exactly. I figured speaking you got us covered with the notes as usual. So
yeah, as always. Yeah. Speaking of Tumblr, as soon as I wrote that little comment that I made about your notes, I ended up going on Tumblr to see if like what the hell's going on there. I haven't been on Tumblr in years. Why the hell am I in the middle of reviewing a movie just going, you know what? I'm going to go onto a site that I haven't been onto in years and see what it's like.
Yeah, in 2025. The last time you logged into that site was probably 2024.
I'd say
knowing
longer.
You.
Knowing me, no, probably I'd say yeah. A few years. I know the Summons Tumblr hasn't been touched since 2017.
What about your Live Journal?
Oh, no. I still have it. I have access to it.
That still exists?
Yeah, sometimes I want to actually go back and do like one post a year on LiveJournal, and people be like, what the fuck? Every year, one post, and that's it. That shows you, though, how invested I was in this film, because I was pretty bored through most of it. I wanted to like it.
Having just watched, like, because I feel like we've watched a lot of those, like, religious movies lately.
We do.
Heretic, and then what was that other one?
The one with Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Oh, God. What the hell? All right. Sydney Sweeney.
Her bathwater is going to come up on your Google search now.
Oh, God. Let's not. Immaculate.
Okay. Which we both loved Immaculate, and we both loved the whatever other one we were just talking about. It's gone.
Sinners?
Sinner. No, no. Well, I guess that was a religious movie, too.
Yeah, we've done some religious horror movies, and they can be hit or miss.
They right. can, and like, but I feel like the ones that we have reviewed, we've enjoyed.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of feeling that we're going to go into this one the same way, especially when it's, like I said, got a pretty stacked cast, but I don't know, man.
So I'll say this. The cast was great. Like, the acting was great. I think it's a matter of the actual story itself kind of just all over the place. It's hard for us to, like, really be into a movie. I mean, obviously, we can be into the actors, and they're fucking great. Jenna Malone, Danny Houston. We've been watching them for years. They know their shit. They know their craft. They're great. Mm-hmm. So we have no doubts about their performance. It's the actual film itself where you can have all these great actors, but if you can't reel fucking things in a little bit and give the story some direction, it doesn't matter. People are just going to be focusing on the what the hell's going on in this movie the whole time. That's exactly what's going to happen. And that's how it was for me. I'm sitting there and I became so uninvested because it was all over the place.
Right. You can't keep up with it.
I couldn't keep up. Yeah, it was like, it was weird, man.
So a good example of this is there's that one scene. The camera randomly just goes somewhere else and we see a bunch of people getting chased around. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't understand there was any purpose to that. Or where we see the nuns torturing someone. Although that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
They put like a door or something on his chest and the nuns were jumping on the door and like crushing this person's chest.
So that was her brother.
Oh, right. That's what they were as a flashback.
Well,
that's why it was
thing,
all fucked
though.
Up.
So here's where I was getting all messed up is because now she's seeing these visions, right? So is she a medium? Is she a psychic? Like, all these things were happening that I really just couldn't describe or explain how they were happening. So it's like, okay, why is she able to see all these visions? It's not like she's any of those things. Not a medium, not a psychic, none of those things. She's not even religious. It's just like she almost has this entity that's tied to her, which is really just herself as an entity. But there's no rhyme or reason why she's seeing these things.
Nope, none.
None whatsoever.
It never gets explained.
That never gets explained. I mean,
it's just kind of like you're supposed to take it as a secret she's been hiding kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're telling a completely different story in the movie.
Yeah. So there was a scene at the beginning, or actually it was kind of like flashback throughout the film. And it's her and she has like a bag head on or wearing some sort of mask. It looks like it's very culty looking, but I don't think it was her. I think it was someone else that she has visions of because they were like knights on like horses and shit going after these people. There was like a lot of random imagery that just wasn't adding up.
Mm-hmm.
But Father Romero said like, oh, these books go back as far as like the Dark Ages, basically. And they were showing like scenes from that. But I don't know what the relevance of it was. It's almost like it was thrown in there just because.
I don't know. Did you notice my like last note? Not my score, but my last note.
No, not yet.
It's okay. I literally wrote down, can anyone tell me what the fuck is going on in this movie right now? I was. Right. This was during that whole like flashback thing, or we're getting the big reveal.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is kind of, you know, it's cool, but like you even said it too, is the ending you were mad about was the pacing was messed up. The way they put certain segments was whether it was edited. I don't know.
I think it's an editing problem, to be honest. I think that if it was edited differently, maybe the story could have been a little more controlled.
Yeah. All they really had to do was cut and paste those two scenes, reverse them.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think so. I think that probably would have solved it. I do go into a whole little idea at the end of our review here where I explain, okay, here's what probably should have done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it maybe would have fixed this whole entire debacle. So, yeah, there were things that I just wasn't fully clear on. Here's another thing. Her brother writes in basically these hieroglyphics. And they said that Grace sees things that other people don't. And somehow she's able to read this book with all of these hieroglyphics in them. Okay.
Yeah, she just knows.
She just knows. Just born that way, just knows.
You can't read hieroglyphics, Steve?
No. No, not the fucking slightest bit. The whole time I'm thinking, man, that kid's handwriting is really nice. Just like the way they're all drawn and shit. But she was able to read it, no problem. I don't know where she picks that up, but hey, movie magic.
Yeah, reading is a skill that can only be accomplished with movie magic.
That's it. You don't learn hieroglyphics in school. Well, no, you do. You do. You just don't know how to read ancient civilization languages or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case here. But that's basically what's happening. There's just so much stuff happening where I don't know, man. I really don't know. I'm kind of speechless behind it. If we recorded the podcast last night, I would have been fucking ranting, raving. I would have been like, this is ridiculous. I'm upset.
I mean, you kind of did that in text form.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
I'll be honest with you. I almost shut this off in the middle of it and ask you if we could watch something else.
Oh, damn. That's not good.
No, that hasn't happened to me before.
Wow.
Not even with fucking Piglet.
Oh, man. Yeah. I usually commit to the bit, man. And like, that's the saying here. Commit to the bit. Just keep going and just watch it, suffer through it. But damn, that bad to turn it off? Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of other things I could have done with, like, the hour and a half. Actually, it felt like a really long movie because of the direction, I think.
It did feel like a long movie. That's a good point, because that's something I actually wrote down. It felt like a long movie, and it was like, an hour and 10 minutes, you know, without credits, maybe an hour and 15.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like it was 2 hours long.
It did.
Nothing happened until, like I said before, like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Right. So, like, there were some things in this movie I thought were really cool. There was a lot of background stuff that I love. And you know I love background stuff.
Yes, and I was thinking that, too. Like, when the nun would appear behind someone, I was like, oh, Steve's fucking rock solid right now.
Yep, pretty much. There was one scene in particular where, like, in the mirror, it shows a nun kind of like walking away.
Yep.
And then she looks at the mirror and she still sees the nun walking and turns around. And then it's like a whole different hallway or something. I honestly would have done it a little differently. I would have done it where like she sees her briefly move. Like, what the fuck is that? Kind of giving her a glimpse like, oh, you do have some weird abilities or there's some weird shit happening here. I'm going to like pull the curtain back a little bit. That type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have had her just like just turn and almost look for what she saw in the mirror. But it's almost like she was just standing there at the mirror just watching this nun slowly walking. But I don't think it needed to be like that in depth. I think it had just been real quick and just like a little, hey, there's shit going on here. And then she's like, huh? You know, that kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm nitpicking. I'm trying to think things that like maybe I would have done a little differently. That's one of them. The beginning and the ending would have changed that up. I'll explain it. But there was some shit in here that kind of reminded me of Midsommar.
Really?
Like the nuns falling off the fucking cliff, which was actually her watching herself fall off a cliff.
Yeah, and it was awesome, too, because these nuns were falling off a cliff onto a bed of rocks on a beach shore.
Yeah, in that sense, it reminded me of Midsommar, which is a masterpiece, by the way.
So speaking of Midsommar, have you seen the trailer for Eddington?
No.
It's Ari Aster's new movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal are like the main characters. Emma Stone's in it.
Okay.
Another stat cast, but I'll send you the trailer. I think the first one came out like a week ago.
First one came out a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I'm fucking behind, I guess. So kind of going back to this confusion here, there was even one point where I was thinking maybe Grace is a spawn of the devil. Or something, because she went to Like, well, everything around her is just basically, it turns to shit. And usually you're thinking like, okay, so there's some sort of bad entity, or she's like the spawn of the devil or something. And even when she went and go visited her father in jail, who killed her mother, by the way, he's basically just like, you're evil, you're the devil. So he's seeing something that she's not. I'm like, okay, maybe there's some culty shit happening here.
I never thought of that. Like, this girl's been through some shit.
Yeah. I mean, the accident where they were about to chloroform her, they were going to do that, and, like, they kicked the brother out real quick. They took her, and then they slam into another car. And then, actually, before that, her brother, her mother, and Grace, they were all basically locked away in dog cages.
Mm-hmm.
And the father would torture them, basically, like, walking around with a cross. So he sees something in Grace. Because all this shit, all this bad shit just keeps happening around her. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe she's part of some sort of spiritual cult. Maybe it like imprinted on her. And maybe she's cursed. Or maybe she's just straight up a spawn of Satan. Not sure. I was guessing a lot of things at this time, trying to figure out what the hell is what. I was also thinking that girl there, the one that ended up cutting her wrists, that she was a ghost. I was trying to figure it out because no one was really acknowledging her but Grace.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, okay, is Grace seeing ghosts? Does Grace have these abilities that we maybe don't know that hasn't been unraveled yet?
These are the things you wanted to happen.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
These are the things I wanted to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted some sort of explanation and something.
Yeah. You wanted it to be that way so you could not be bored.
Yeah. I think it would have been cool if, so there was the scene where that nun cut her wrist, right? And Grace is covered in blood, but she sees a vision of herself covered in blood walking in the mirror again. So she sees like someone walking in the mirror, and it's really just a vision of herself. So she goes to the church and they're doing something. I don't know specifically what it is. It's not mass though. It's something. She goes in and she's like, I think I'm cursed. I need help. So they're like, okay. And they bring her to this spot where she's walking down into, I don't know, like almost like a catacomb or no tomb. She was walking down into a tomb. And so I'm thinking, all right, if she goes down in this tomb, is she going to find some sort of culty shit? Like where the whole time her brother maybe started this cult about her. And then all this fucking religious shit started happening in her life and all these bad moments were tied because of it. Something. Well, actually doesn't even really explain the whole brother thing, like them being parallel in each other's lives. But I was thinking like, maybe this has been a plan the whole time. Maybe this church is more of a cult and not necessarily Catholicism.
I thought it was going to go, never mind.
No, tell me where you thought it was going to go.
I feel like I wanted it to be a cult too, because they kind of built it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there was no explanation as to what was happening.
Right.
A cult would have been cool.
I think a cult would have been a nice twist, but do you think it would have been done? Like, it's been played out.
I mean, you're right. A lot of cult movies do exist. I don't think you can have too many.
No, I don't think so. I'm a fan of them. You know this all too well. So yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping for. Almost like Fear Street. You know, when they actually found that witch's area and there was like the flame in the middle and like markings on the wall and shit.
Yeah.
I was almost thinking that something like that was going to happen when she was walking down into the tomb. But instead, they were about to just bury her alive. So, okay.
I got like barbarian vibes from this scene.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's also kind of a similar scene in that movie with someone, you know, the long flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's kind of when the shit hits the fan in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the long set of stairs into the dark basement. And that's where we see, like, the creature for the first time.
Yes. And I was kind of thinking maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe we'll see some sort of creature that's the one that's, like, the demon that's attached to her. And she has to confront her. Or I don't know. I think it was just things I was just all hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing really happened the whole time. The murders were interesting of the nuns. Because all these nuns, for some reason, were brandishing knives, like, left and right.
They, out of nowhere, they would just start pulling knives out.
Yeah, they have, like, these butcher knives or chef's knives all over the place. Okay. So one of them tried stabbing her, and the knife gets turned around on herself. I'm like, okay, is Grace subconsciously doing that? No, not the case. But this is when we find out, after all that shit happened, that Grace has been the one controlling all the elements of her life, like a future self of her, has gone back through this whole timeline in her life and prevented these either atrocities from happening or just like her protecting herself and her brother. It was kind of weird, like a timeline thing. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a timeline thing. Marvel talks about it all the time.
It was kind of cool to see her doing all of those terrible things we saw in the movie, like killing Father Romero, jamming a cross through his back.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. She's just hanging up at the top there, just throws a cross down, kills him. And you see her in the car as she's getting chloroformed as a child. She just slams the wheel into a car, but not before making sure that her seatbelt is on. And just little things like that. So I thought that was cool. And she ended up going back through time to see her brother about to make the leap. And she was talking to him, and he ended up doing it anyways. He just jumped. And then the whole circle repeated itself, and then she fell, and that just kind of closed the loop. Or so we thought.
Nope. Not before becoming alive again and going to the bar and having a drink with your friend.
Yeah. So the end was the beginning. Now, Sinners did this, made the end the beginning, but Sinners was amazing at it because you saw the aftermath at the beginning, and then it just led to like the whole movie unraveling those events. This one, I just don't understand why they did it, because it breaks up the whole flow. And here's why. It's mainly because of the nun brandishing a gun, which is Mother Superior. Okay, so let's paint this picture for a second. Mother Superior walks out into the middle of the road with a gun, and she's about to kill Grace. She gets hit by a car. We presume she's dead. And Grace goes on with her everyday normal life. No big deal. You know, she goes home. She finds out her brother dies. She goes to the convent where he was staying. Mother Superior is there. So Mother Superior survived that car wreck at her age? No, not buying it.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. So I don't know why that happened. What they did at the very end, though, Grace, future Grace, I'm going to call it, future Grace, covered in blood, went up to one of her patients and put her hands over her eyes so she could see again. And it was something that didn't even really need to be tied up. It could have just been like brushed off earlier in the film, showing that Grace is a doctor and her job's to help people with their eyes. Mm-hmm. But they went back and they tried to, like, I don't know if they thought it was a plot hole. It wasn't, but they did it, I guess, anyways. I think we should just go into our final closing reviews here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to like it. You know, I really did. And the actors were great, but we should just get into it. Corey, what do you give Consecration?
This is going to get a 2 out of 5. It's not because I like the movie. It's because Jenna Malone and Danny Houston were excellent, as they are in every role. I also thought the score for the movie was pretty great, but overall, this just wasn't for me at all.
Dude, I hear that. Same with me. Gonna go with a 2 out of 5 on this as well. Let me tell you how this movie should have gone, because this is what I was saying, and I just wanted to save it till the end.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how this movie should have gone. Skip the whole part at the beginning of the nun with the gun, but still find a way for her to mention her brother said she had a guardian angel. At least find a way to mention that. I don't have a scenario in my head, but it could just be like a car driving, and it's like her brother said she always had a guardian angel. Keep everything as is throughout the whole movie. If you wanted to tighten up the story, cool. But then at the end, as she leaps for her death, cut to black. That's it. Go right to credits. And that's all it needed to be. This has been a trend lately where movies are carrying on for longer than they need to be. This probably should have been a 3 out of 5 for me, but that ending pissed me off so much.
Yeah, I got the, like I said, I got the rage text.
You got the rage text. As soon as I was done watching, I'm like, what the fuck was that? But I was excited when I saw that unraveling, but then they just kept going for no reason at all. And it left even more questions. Basically, the end was the beginning for this film, kind of like Sinners. So my final thoughts are the acting was good. Writing was kind of all over the place. But when we got that almost perfect identity type ending, which is basically tying everything up pretty well, until it carried on for no viable reason. And for what gore there was pretty decent. So if you want to check out Consecration, you can watch it now on Shudder. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30ScreamsOrLess@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30ScreamsOrLess. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps go in towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.